critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what is up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. And I don't normally do this, but I am going to start off today's episode by asking you for a favor. If you enjoy this podcast, if you have learned something, if you think it has been helpful, would you just go real quickly to wherever it is you're listening at and leave a review? Either hit the 5 stars or I love it if you would actually just write something, write a couple sentences about why you appreciate it and what it's done for you. It's super helpful. It means a lot to me, helps other people find the show, and it would just be awesome. So I'm going to start off asking a request. Okay, so let's do a quick review of a fallacy we covered earlier this season, bulvarism. I know, it's a strange word. Do you want to hit pause real quick and see if you can remember what bulvarism is? All right, so bulvarism happens when someone assumes that a speaker's argument is invalid or false, and then they explain why the speaker came to make that mistake or to be so silly, even if the opponent's claim is actually right, by attacking the speaker or the speaker's motive. I know, it sounds a little complicated, but trust me, if you go back and listen to the episode, it will make sense. So the question to ask yourself if you think you might be facing bulvarism is this: are they even addressing the real argument? Okay, if you're wondering what on earth is she talking about, go back and listen to episode 159. That's where we talked about bulvarism for the first time, and you can do a quick review or learn all about it. Are you looking for a good math curriculum for your student? With a CTC Math membership, you have access to all grades and all lessons, which means all your children can work at whatever level is best for them. So whether your kid needs to catch up, keep up, or move ahead, with CTC Math, they can finally understand math and work at their own pace. Because it's a video tutorial, they can hit stop and rewind as many times as they need to. And after each math tutorial, there are interactive questions and an optional printable worksheet to test their understanding of key concepts. CTC Math's multisensory approach ensures retention. Plus, it gives detailed progress reports for the parents, which adds up to a whole lot less stress when it's time for math, both for the parents and for the kids. So get all the details, and you can even start a free trial at ctcmath.com. And the link is in the show notes if you want to hit it there too. All right, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the magical thinking fallacy. All right, so magical thinking happens when someone believes that their thoughts or their feelings or certain rituals that they do can influence what happens in the real world, either intentionally or unintentionally. Now, this fallacy does have some similarities to the divine fallacy that we covered back in episode 178, but it is unique enough that it warrants its own episode. So let me give you a simple example of what magical thinking sounds like. Your cousin Landon tells you that he's really nervous about a big physics test that he has next week. He says, "I could really use some positive thoughts and good vibes to help me do well on it." Okay, do you see how he's kind of engaging in some magical thinking here? He's asking you to send him, quote unquote, positive thoughts and good vibes in expectation that it's going to result in a certain real world outcome, namely that he will do well on a physics test. But are your good vibes really the thing that's going to help him do well, or should he just spend some more time studying, right? So some people who believe in and engage in magical thinking really believe in magical forces, and some just worry or hope that their internal thoughts can affect the external world. Okay, here's another example of what magical thinking can sound like. So let's say your friend up the street is a big Red Sox fan, and when you saw him yesterday, he looked really down. So you ask him, what's wrong? He says, "It's all my fault. I had a bad dream about the Red Sox losing the other night. And guess what? They really lost. I just know my dream jinxed the whole game." Okay, do you see the fallacy here? Did his dream really jinx the game and make the Red Sox lose? Is there any proof of that? Or could it just be that they lost fair and square? Okay, that's magical thinking. So there are some other magical thinking that you have examples of magical thinking that you've probably heard of before, like superstitions, rituals. You may have an uncle who always wears his quote unquote winning jersey to football games and is sure that his winning jersey will help his team do better. And young children, honestly, will often go through phases where they'll think that something bad happened to a loved one because the child was angry at them. These are examples of magical thinking, and usually they're fun or they're innocent, as long as people don't really buy into the idea that their thoughts or their rituals are actually affecting outcomes without asking themselves if there might be other factors playing into the outcomes that they're seeing. So the problem behind magical thinking is that we have to be aware of making connections. We have to be aware that we don't make connections without supporting evidence. Just because we think something that we did or something that we thought had a certain outcome doesn't necessarily mean it caused that outcome. Now, interestingly, magical thinking is also something that can have harmful effects on the person who's doing it. And it's something that psychologists watch for when they work with people. For instance, some people experience a lot of fear and anxiety because they believe that they can really hurt someone with the thoughts that they're thinking. And even magical thinking taken to the extreme can mess up people's perception of reality. We can see this in instances of schizophrenia and other delusional disorders, right, that professionals tend to work with. So it's really interesting that it can be kind of innocent and not harmful, or it can really negatively affect people's lives. So the question to ask yourself if you think you're facing magical thinking or if you're even doing it is this: is that really what caused that to happen? I'll say it again. Is that really what caused that to happen? All right, you guys, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people in your life.